This is Colonel Dan Dare of Anastasia calling any Earth relay. Come in, please. Any Earth relay or vessel, respond. This is Anastasia. Can anyone respond?
How long are you going to keep that up?
We have to keep trying, Digby.
I don't see we have to do anything, Professor, other than go home. Been out here long enough.
We're all keen to get back to Earth, but they'll want us in quarantine before we're allowed back on the ground.
I thought you said we were free of the Mekon's bloody virus.
They'll still want to be sure.
More tests, more blather. They'll keep us locked up for weeks.
I'm sure it won't take long. And then... Oh, I can't wait to feel clean. Breathe real air. Go for a walk. Climb a hill.
Don't spoil it. I'd settle for a pint.
Now you're talking.
I'm getting nothing in response from the ISF or anything on Earth. There's nothing from Mercury either. We could try Venus, but that means changing course.
No offence to Sondar, but I'd rather get home.
Not receiving anything suggests the problem is here with our systems.
I've been over every last port.
When we teleported over, the signal could have shorted something out.
I can't even pick up a 4D TV signal. There must be something out there.
Or a reason Earth has gone silent.
It's not cut final for another month.
Well, only one way to find out.
Dan Dare, Reign of the Robots. Dramatized for radio by Simon Guerrier.
Earth in view. Still no response.
Hang on a sec, what's that?
At last, a signal. But from a satellite in Earth orbit, beaming down to the surface. But we're out of sync.
What do you mean?
Look, the satellite thinks it's 0934. Anastasia thinks it's 1558.
Could just be a time difference, if they don't use Zulu time.
The minutes would still be the same, even if the hour was different. Any ideas, Professor?
Garlock mentioned problems they'd had with teleport.
Oh, here we go.
He said there's a risk of time dilation.
You mean we've lost time? If that satellite is right, it took us half a day to beam across.
Digby, can you load the raw data backup?
Now you really are worrying me.
What are you looking for?
I'll know when I see it. Look, there's a gap here. We stopped recording data, then started up again.
Let me see.
The lines before the loss. A spike in CPU usage and processing, beyond the available memory.
The ship wouldn't have liked that.
What do you think happened?
Extracting the virus from our teleport signal was harder than we thought, but the systems here were smart.
Of course they were.
How smart?
They prioritized getting us over here safely, however long it took.
So other non-essential systems, like the clock, were shut down. And when it started up again, it carried on where it left off as if no time had passed.
Well, it's only half a day.
That's the thing. The satellite signal gives a time, but not a date. We don't know how many days we might have lost.
Days, plural.
It could even be weeks. We don't know.
Warning. Re-entry.
We're re-entering Earth's atmosphere. You better put your belts on.
Seats in re-entry mode.
I have to bring it down on manual. There's no control beam to lock onto.
And no sign of any other spacecraft. Good job we haven't had lunch.
Coming through the cloud now.
Cloud bank clear.
But that's...
London.
Ground level, 5,000 meters.
We're home, at last.
You've missed New Duxford by miles. Head north.
And quickly or they'll shoot us down.
Yeah, this is a no-fly zone.
And yet no alarms, no strike beams. No jets scrambled to intercept.
You want them to shoot us?
It would mean someone was down there.
Manual controls engaged.
You're going to land in central London?
No one seems eager to stop me.
Warning. Ground level, 2,000 meters.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?